Several weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to visit one of my schools, and what they were doing was they were doing a school play. It was called Into the Woods. And the school play is basically a mix of three different stories. It's a mix of Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and then Little Red Riding Hood. And it was an amazing play. It was a musical, and the kids were all singing and dancing, and the production value was amazing. They made these amazing props, and they built this tower and all this stuff. And it rivaled, what the teachers say is that this play rivals some of the high school plays. And this is only a junior high, elementary school. But I think the most interesting part of the play came when the characters started interacting with the narrators. And then they had to sacrifice the narrators because one of the giants had returned and was because one of their giant friends were killed, and so one of the giants was coming back, and so they were seeking revenge, and so they wanted to offer the narrators as sacrifice. And as the narrators were being offered as sacrifice, what the narrator said was very interesting. If you kill us, how are you going to know what's going to happen next? How are you going to know how the story ends? This is a very interesting phrase because in a way, in our secular world, you know, God is dead. The narrator is dead. And so for many of us going throughout this world, people who don't believe in God, but even for us, we feel like there's no narrator. We don't know what's happening next. We don't know how the story is going to end. And so in our lives, we experience a lot of things that happen, a lot of unexpected things, right? People might get sick. People are losing their jobs. A deacon has moved to Okotoks. Or even more serious things where we experience the loss of a loved one. Or something just really shakes us and rattles our heart. And the reason why it can shake and rattle our hearts so much is because we're saying, you know, I don't see what's happening next. This wasn't part of my story. This wasn't part of my plan. And it just seems all dark and foggy in the front. But see, that's not the Christian perspective. We have a narrator. We have a story that we're part of, a greater story than we can see. And that's what St. Paul and Barnabas did in our first reading today. When they go into the synagogue, what are they doing? They're recounting the story of God's faithfulness in Egypt, in Jerusalem, and all the way up to John the Baptist. And what's the story about? If we listen to the psalm, it says this, I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With your mouth, I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. And so the story of God is not just an old history, ancient story. It's a story of his faithfulness that happens in the past, and it continues in our present today. So when we come to the gospel, we hear Jesus. Jesus has just washed the feet of his disciples, and he knows he's about to be betrayed by one of the people he loved the most, right? By Judas. And he says this, he knows that there's a greater story, and that's why he says, it is to fulfill the scripture. The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this now before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. So Jesus didn't just know that he was going to be betrayed. He knew the greater story in which everything was going to be unveiled. The greater story of God's faithfulness, the greater story of God's love. And so as we journey throughout our days, our weeks, we will encounter things that will shake us, things that we will encounter that we didn't expect, things that will break our heart. But I think today the scriptures are teaching us and telling us to recognize that our story is written in something greater, in a greater story, in the providence of God. And that's what the providence of God is. The providence of God is his care watching over us, leading us to the story that he has written for us. And so I'll just close off with a quote by Jean-Pierre de Caussade, who wrote the book Abandonment to Divine Providence. The action of the creature is a veil which covers the profound mysteries of the divine operation. If we could lift the veil, and if we were attentive and watchful, God would continually reveal himself to us, and we should see his divine action in everything that happened to us, and we would rejoice. And so as we go throughout our days, as we pray to keep our heart recollected and close to the Lord, we will see that in every action that happens throughout the day, as a veil covering our Lord's action, that our Lord is truly present with us, guiding us and leading us through our story and his story.